Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. In early April of 2020, the FDA approved the first ever treatment for a neurogenetic disorder called neurofibromatosis. To talk about this condition, which affects about one in every 3,000 people worldwide, is Dr. Thomas Koch. He's a pediatric neurologist and also director of pediatric neurology education at MUSC. Dr. Koch, I understand that there are three types of this disorder, with NF type 1 being the most common form. Tell us about neurofibromatosis type 1.
NF type 1 is a condition which is characterized by skin pigmentation and also a propensity to develop tumors, most characteristically on the skin.
And what are the typical signs and symptoms of this disorder?
The signs and symptoms of this condition can vary widely. In young children, the most common feature is what's called a café au lait spot, or a coffee-colored skin pigmentation.
And how is this disorder actually diagnosed? Is there a test or screening?
The disorder is most commonly diagnosed from clinical criteria. The National Institute of Health has set up seven clinical features of NF1, and a clinician can make the diagnosis of NF1 in a patient if they have at least two or more of these features.
And what causes this disorder?
Neurofibromatosis is caused by a defect in the NF1 gene, and that gene is a tumor suppressor gene. So without it, there is a propensity for tumors to grow.
And how is this condition typically picked up in childhood if someone has these symptoms?
Since the most common symptom in early childhood are skin pigmentary changes, usually these will be pointed out to the primary care physician by the parent and then potentially referred to dermatology.
And when might a neurologist get involved?
Since patients with neurofibromatosis may have neurologic issues such as headache, learning disability, and even seizures, frequently neurologists will be consulted.
And what's the treatment, Dr. Koch, for this disorder?
It really depends upon what aspect of this disorder the patient has. If the patient has a tumor, then that needs to be addressed appropriately. The most important aspect of health care for patients with neurofibromatosis is careful surveillance by not only the patient, but also by the treating or primary care provider.
And I understand that there's new therapy or treatment available for certain patients that have NF1.
The exciting news is that in April of this year, the FDA approved the first medication to treat patients with NF1 who suffer from the plexiform neuroma tumors. The approval was for patients 2 years and older, and the medication is called selumetinib.
Dr. Koch, thanks for providing this update about neurofibromatosis type 1.
You're very welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.